SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker, and the verbal battles just rage on. Former President Donald Trump not holding back yesterday while campaigning in Dayton, Ohio.
With his open border policy, Joe Biden has repeatedly stabbed African-American voters in the back, including by granting millions and millions of work permits taking their jobs. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, are going to be the ones that suffer the most. And you know who else? Unions.
Trump also said that he, not President Biden, will protect Social Security and warn of a bloodbath if he loses in November. Biden attended the annual Gridiron Club and Foundation dinner over the weekend, first time during his presidency to do so, in one of his several digs at his rival, Donald Trump. Well, Biden quipped that of the two presidential candidates, one was mentally fit, while the other is, quote, me. Also at SRNnews.com, more controversy over the age of the commander-in-chief and just how old is considered too old these days. Correspondent Keith Peters has more on that answer.
North Dakota voters will decide in June whether to prevent people from running for Congress if they're old enough to turn 81 during their House or Senate term. Secretary of State Mike Howe announced on Friday that his office validated more than enough signatures to qualify the initiative for the June 11th ballot. The vote's set to take place amid a rematch between the oldest men to be president, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump. Political observers say the measure appears unconstitutional and could lead to a challenge of a Supreme Court ruling that said states can't set qualifications for Congress beyond those listed in the U.S. Constitution. Keith Peters reporting.
And this is SRN News. The Church of England is responding to questions about fake conversions to Christianity.
The Church of England has faced criticism that it's not doing enough to stop phony conversions to the Christian faith to help with asylum claims. There have been media reports that people initially denied asylum in Britain were granted asylum after becoming Christian. A bishop with the church said they will not adopt a set of cast iron criteria when deciding to baptize asylum seekers because it's impossible to see into someone's heart. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Heritage Foundation says higher education playing a role in America's declining marriage rate and total fertility. Education policy expert Lindsay Burke says young adults are deferring certain responsibilities as they take time to finish college. Christian Post reports recent data shows median age for marriage for men is 30, nearly 29 for the women. This is SRN News. More Ukrainian drone attacks on Russia, and it comes at a time when the Russian polls are closing down the so-called election. Without a doubt, Vladimir Putin will be re-elected for another term in office.
The strikes come ahead of the last day of voting in Russia, with Vladimir Putin's presidency expected to be extended for another 6 years. Moscow's mayor Sergei Sobyanin said a drone was downed near one of the capital's airports. No casualties or damage were reported. According to Russia's defense ministry, another two drones were shot over the Kaluga region just south of the Russian capital. A drone attack on the Yaroslavl region, located about 800 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, was some of the furthest launched by Ukraine so far. More drones were said to have been downed over the Belgorod, Kursk, and Rostov regions that border Ukraine and the southern Krasnodar region.
More details at srnnews.com.